Visa isn't a credit card company. It is an innovation company that makes digital payments a reality around the world. Visa has a simple and unwavering vision to be the best way to pay and be paid for everyone everywhere. From food trucks to fantasy league dues, they want to provide you with the most secure and easy payment experience possible. All you have to figure out is, where would you like to be? Visa, everywhere you want to be. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go. Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to Undisputed. We are live from LA. I'm Jenny Taft here with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Real Thanksgiving.
How we doing?
You know, on this Thanksgiving, I am so grateful that I have you to make it so easy on me every day on this show. Thank you for that.
I let you start out fast, and I track you down just like the Lakers did the Pels last night.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that was impressive.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, Skip. Don't do that.
What are you doing?
I mean, the Clippers did beat the Grizz last night.
Yeah.
On a tip.
Without the best player on the planet.
Stop it. He ain't even the best player on his team.
The Clippers
He's not even the best player on his team. Stop that.
Guys, we are just 7 hours away from a huge game for the Cowboys. We have a jam-packed show on this Thanksgiving day. Will Jason Garrett be out of work by this weekend? Did LeBron steal AD's thunder last night in his return to New Orleans? But we are going to start with the Cowboys game that kicks off in just a bit. According to Fox Bet, the Cowboys are 6.5-point favorites when they host the Buffalo Bills. All the talk this week has centered around Jason Garrett's job security following Jerry's criticism of the coaching in last Sunday's close loss to the Patriots. So, Shannon, who wins today?
You know what? I took the Cowboys, and it's
You what?
I took the Cowboys.
You did?
Let me tell you why. I don't trust the Bills more than I like what I'm seeing from the Cowboys, because the thing that the Cowboys can do now, they can score at home. They're the second highest scoring offense as far as points at home. They average about 30 a game. But Buffalo, Skip, look, if you're going to tell me Frank Gore is going to rush for like 150, control the clock, keep that offense off the field, I might lean and say I still would probably pick the Cowboys, but I'd say Buffalo would cover. I don't even think they're going to cover this spread at 6.5. I like the Cowboys big. Skip, the Buffalo's offense, let's be real, they got an 8-3 record. But here are the teams they beat. They beat the Broncos, Washington, Giants, Titans, Dolphins twice, Bengals, and the Jets. That's it. The Titans is their most impressive win because the Titans have 6 wins. But no one else on their resume has more than 3. So it's not like I'm like, man, you see who they beat? They beat the Patriots. They beat the Ravens. No. So I think it has more to do with me not trusting them than I have this, oh, man, the Cowboys got this thing rolling. Because they don't. Because we just saw them last week. You saw this.
Oh, here
you
go.
Got a grand total of 9 points. You saw that. But I forgot it was
snow. In a driving rain.
Whoa!
With 30-mile-an-hour winds and temperatures plunging to 35 degrees in
Foxborough.
So football now, we show you ideal conditions in Foxborough in late November.
They did. World, they did cover that game, right?
Cover what?
6.5-point underdogs.
As a professional athlete, you don't worry. We let Vegas. We let the fantasy. We let Fox bet. We let people like that worry about the cover. We don't worry about covering that athletes. All we worried about is doing is winning the ball game, and they didn't do that. So you know what, Skip? I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to say Cowboys win 31-17. But this is a game tailor-made, got his perfect size. It's fitted to a T for Zeke Elliott. Because the Buffalo do have a great pass, have a very good, very solid pass defense. Middle-of-the-road run defense. But last week, now, if someone says, okay, what would be the ideal conditions in which you let Zeke take the game over? I would say it would probably be around 30 degrees, 35 degrees at kickoff, Jenny. Okay. During the course of the game, the temperature is going to probably drop in the high 20s. It's going to be windy. It's going to be raining. That way, Zeke is a plotter. He doesn't lose his footing. That would be an ideal condition. But no, I want to put the ball in the guy's hand that's never played in conditions like this. And I want him to throw it around like we're in the climate-controlled Jerry World. But hopefully they've learned their lesson. This is a game right here. And ideal condition to hand that ball to Zeke Elliott. See, maybe if you handed to Zeke 33 times last week instead of throwing it 33 times, Jerry Jones wouldn't be about to jump off the highest building in Dallas. But since you didn't, that's what you got. 31-17.
By the way, just quick point of order. Last week in Foxborough, in the fourth quarter, my quarterback threw for 110 yards. That should have been at least 135 yards if Amari Cooper had simply caught a ball that hit him right in the hands.
But it was raining.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, dear.
Was it raining when Stephon Gilmore intercepted with what Bill Belichick called one of the great catches he's ever seen?
Was it raining when Tom Brady threw that ball to N'Keal Harry? Was it raining when he threw those eight balls to Julian Edelman? Was it raining?
No, but my receiver owes me. He owes me for today. He owes his teammates for today.
Okay.
So, now, before I get to my prediction, I would like to point out that for three straight days this week, I had to sit over in this seat and listen to the man across from me ridicule my Dallas Cowboys as overrated frauds.
They are.
With a quarterback who can't throw and who can't make late clutch plays at least anymore.
He has
the
not
Hall
done
of Famer
it.
Across from me.
That is correct.
Now you are picking the Cowboys to win big. That is the height of hypocrisy. You have shown or revealed your true colors, which are tinged with yellow. In you are afraid to pick against my Dallas Cowboys because you know they are poised for takeoff. You know this well could be their breakout, break loose game in which they take off on a Super Bowl run. You know today just could be that day. So you want to CYA and say, okay, I think I better pick them to win big so I don't get embarrassed tomorrow.
No, Skip, I thought I laid it out for you. I thought I did it, what we call textbook.
They are playing a team that has won eight games and lost only three.
And look at the
team
they beat.
This team has won three out of its last four games.
Yep.
And this team is third in the whole league in points allowed behind only New England and San Francisco.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out
which
offense could I interest you in? You want the Broncos, Washington, the Giants, the Titans, Dolphins, Bengals, or the Jets? Which offense do you want?
By the way, you have made remarks all year about how much you like the Denver defense. You say it's pretty underrated, right?
Yeah.
And little Devin Singletary, their little rookie out of Florida Atlantic, who's 5'7" tall, went 21 carries for 106 yards against that Denver defense just last Sunday.
So what should Zeke do?
Okay, well, I'm just saying, what might he do to my defense, which can be very suspect against the run? That's why, again, I just figured the way you talked all week that you'd come in and lay it on the table, have the courage of your convictions, have the guts to say what your heart is telling you. Your heart and your head are both screaming, Shannon, pick Buffalo.
No, this is not. Look, here's a team. If it was the Vikings, if it was the Pack or the Saints, you got me. But not Buffalo. Sorry.
Okay, so here's the point. This is where you do have me. My team is what its record says it is.
Yeah.
It is 6-5. Yet, here we go again. Vegas is saying they're a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
6.5-point favorite over an 8-3 team with a really good defense. So, this is it for my team. I'm just going to lay it on the table for you. This is make or break. This is do or die. This is sink or swim. This is north or south. This is yes or no, no, no. This is it. This is the defining moment for my team is right here today on the biggest stage in the sport is that late afternoon Thanksgiving stage.
Yeah.
This will be the highest rated regular season game of the year. Everybody will be getting ready to eat or in the middle of eating or have finished eating, and they all watch the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. So what will they watch today? Because it's hard to tell. My team has lost five games by a grand total of 22 points. And it should have been 19 total points because Brett Maher had a little chip shot field goal at the end of the Green Bay game that at least would have forced an onside kick, right? So they should have lost five games by a grand total of 19 points. That's pretty great because I can show you. Look at the scores. They lose by 2 at New Orleans. Again, 10 that should have been 7 to Green Bay. Might even been who knows what would happen. But 2 at the Jets they lose by, 4 to your Vikings, 4 at New England. Close. So if you have a break or a play, if you don't get the tripping penalty called on you at New England, that felt special to me. I thought my quarterback was poised for takeoff in that game.
If you don't mind me asking, all these close games, if you got that guy at quarterback.
Okay. But that is the point. If a play or two gets made, or if five plays get made, we could be talking about 10-1 right now.
Can we say
this team has been in position in all those losses to be 10-1 right now. That's how loaded my team is.
We can say that about every team.
No,
about
you
every
cannot
game. Yes,
say
you can.
That. You can't say it about the Los Angeles Rams right now, the defending NFC champs. I just watched them lose 45-6. I watched Jameis and company go to the Coliseum here in Los Angeles and hang 55 on them. You can't say it.
I watched the Jets beat you.
Okay.
The Jets.
By 2 points because Dak's pass to Jason Witten was blatant pass interference to tie the game on a two-point conversion.
Who has the better team, the Bucs or the Jets?
So what's your point? I don't know.
You lost to the Jets.
Okay. I just told you what happened. We fell behind 21-3.
You lost. It doesn't matter.
Okay? So I'm going to go way out on the limb and say today is takeoff day.
Oh, my goodness.
Today is breakout day. Today is going to be the day that for once they come out and start fast and finish strong. Because I'm going to remind everybody, 8 times in 11 games, they have come out lifeless, flat. Just like not ready for prime time. And they have fallen behind 8 times in 11 games.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to happen. So let's go to your biggest point. Let's go to Zeke. This is the one flaw that I see in the Buffalo Bills defense right now. They are great against the pass, not so great against the run. Mm-hmm. Pro Football Focus ranks them the 23rd worst defense against the run. So if ever there were going to be a welcome back Zeke game, it would be on this national stage. And if there's ever a better day to be doing this, eat Zeke, eat.
Turkey day.
Eat turkey, eat dressing, eat lots of cranberry sauce, eat 4 slices of pumpkin pie. Just keep eating. I want to see this about 12 times today after 12 big runs. I want to see 150 yards rushing because it's there on a platter.
It was
so
there
to speak.
Last week.
Well, no, it wasn't there.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, again, did he just tear up the Patriots? No, he didn't tear up the Patriots.
No, because
I showed you what happened in the second half. He had 4 runs of 3 yards or less. So again, as the game wore on, he wore down.
All I know, no, he did
not. And all I know is that one key series in the red zone at the end of the first half, he took himself out of the game and put his coat on.
If you don't mind, Skip.
Are you going to put your coat on today, Zeke? Please,
if you don't
put your coat on.
If you don't mind me asking, what was the weather like when Cleveland played the Patriots? Was it raining? Because they handed the ball to Nick Chubb, and he went for a buck 30 plus.
Okay.
Well, so I'm trying to figure.
Did you see Zeke get loose for have a 55-yard run against
you? Don't
need
that. But
okay, because Nick had a 55-yard run.
That's not Zeke's game.
Okay.
Zeke's game is 4,
look,
10,
it
1,
used to,
3.
Used to be his game.
But you know what, Skip? But I love but you love to say, oh, they're going to take off. It's funny how you pick Buffalo. I didn't hear you say they're going to take off against the Saints. I didn't hear you say they're going to take off against the Vikings.
I picked them to win.
Oh, no.
I
take off.
To win.
No, take off.
Well, I picked them to win, get to the Super Bowl. I think I said they're going to take off before the year started.
No.
And I've hung in.
But now you talk about they're going to take off against the Bills. Really?
Want
to go out on a limb?
Did I pick them to beat the Patriots? No, I did not.
You picked them to beat Green Bay. Yeah. You've been wrong. Guess what?
Turning point game is today.
I want them to win.
Here's the point. My receiver let everybody down. Me, his teammates.
Quarterback,
Cowboy Nation. No, the think about what happened last week. Did you remember the Pro Football Focus ranking of quarterback skills last week? Number one in the NFL in their rankings on first read was Dak Prescott.
Yeah, so what we do, we take that away.
So what happened? He's looking for Amari on first read. How many plays do you think were called for Amari Cooper at New England? How many? What's your guess? 15, 12, somewhere up in there, because that's just who they are. That's what they do.
How about this, Skip? If I know a guy is great at first reads, what am I going to be hell-bent on doing? Taking that first read away, make him go where he's less than second and third reads.
So you told me before the game that you would put Stephon Gilmore on Gallup and then double Amari every play. Except they never did that. They just put Stephon. They just traveled him wherever Amari was and took him completely out of the game, both mentally, physically, and psychologically.
But guess what? And your quarterback wasn't doing much better.
Okay.
So they took him out of the game mentally,
my quarterback is looking for Amari covered. Looking covered. He caught no balls, including the last ball of the game that was highly catchable. And it was
raining and cold.
Fourth and 11. You got to catch that. So the point is, you owe us. And the other point is, I don't know why this is starting to take on a life of its own, but my receiver, who can be a little soft on the road, is mentally stronger at home. Mm. I guess a lot of players are stronger at home because in 5 home games, Amari has 39 catches. In 6 away games, he has 17 catches. Mm-hmm. So 5 games at home, 39. 6 away, 17. What is that telling you?
How's your quarterback at home compared to the road?
I'm talking about the receiver. What does that tell you? What does it tell you? My quarterback can be devastating on the road. He's had some huge road
games. Hold on. You tell me the receiver plays a dependent position, except when it comes to Dak, and you put all the blame on Amari Cooper. Mm. What is your quarterback on the road? Mm. What about the Jets? Did they play that game on the road? Mm. What about the Saints? Did they play that game on the road?
Yep, they did.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay.
So, guess who was drafted to replace Stephon Gilmore in Buffalo? Guess who? Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
And he is really good. I'm not saying he's quite Stephon, but he's pretty close.
Well, Buffalo selected him because they traded out that spot with Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City took my homeboy.
All right. Well, you got it. But they just said, we got to get this shutdown corner. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He's lived up to that pick. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm sure Buffalo is licking chops to say, we will take Amari Cooper out of this game with Trey White. So here we go. Challenge is issued.
Well, Skip, I haven't played close enough attention to him to see how he plays. Is he a corner that likes to press? Stephon Gilmore is a corner that likes to put his hands on people.
He does. This is a big, physical, strong corner.
But I see a lot of corners, Skip, they line up and press and do what we call press bail. They open the gate and give the guy free release.
Yep.
Well, if you're up there like that, you're not pressing. And Amari Cooper is going to run whatever he wants to run. You see, it's kind of hard to run all those stutter steps if I'm knocking you off your route, which Stephon Gilmore does a great job. Coach Belichick has always liked big physical corners because he used to be mainly a cover two team. But now he's going cover one and zero blitz. That's what he likes to play. He's like, I'm going to make you throw in the tight windows.
Yep.
So it's going to be very interesting to see. Obviously, Amari Cooper wants to have a bounce back game, Skip.
Okay.
Nobody of his caliber wants to get shut out.
Dak Prescott loves Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper loves Dak Prescott. I say today they reestablish their extraordinary connection that they have. I'm going to go 7 catches for 105 yards for Amari Cooper against a really good corner today.
Any touches? Any touchdown?
I don't know. I don't deal with that. Maybe one. I don't know. Maybe 2.
What about your boy Gallup?
Well, here's the boy I'm worried about today is the little white guy for the other team.
Oh, Colby.
Because he used to be on my team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he is coming back, and I don't want to see him have an Anthony Davis return game because I do not want to see 7 catches for 105 from little measly Beasley.
Y'all gave up on him, Skip.
Yep.
Y'all gave up on him.
We did.
Just as his rap career was starting to flourish.
I know.
Y'all gave up on him.
And you know what? Randall Cobb's numbers have been a little better. Not significantly, but a little better to the point that I say upgrade Randall Cobb.
Well, Randall Cobb is more of a big play potential. You see, he can get the ball and go 50.
But he cannot run by people.
Cole Beasley wasn't running by nobody.
He was, and he was out quicker.
Right. Yeah. But Randall Cobb gives you those big play capabilities.
Okay. So they need to focus on this little man, because he can hurt you, and he has gotten hot the last 3 games. So that is a little scary, and I'm going to say it again. My run defense is suspect. So you can't let the great Frank Gore or that little 5'7 rookie, you cannot let them start running wild and control the clock on you, because I'm sure that's what Buffalo is trying. That'll be their game plan coming in. We'll play good defense, and we will control the clock and keep it out of Dak Prescott's hands.
Josh Allen got better legs than you think, so he can hurt you with his legs.
Okay, that brings me to Josh Allen. Will he go Jeff Driscoll on us? Because they turned Jeff Driscoll into Lamar Jackson. And he can make big throws. He got a big arm.
Big time arm.
At big moments. And he's not running the way he did as a rookie, but he still can hurt you at about 240.
Skip, this is like today's game is like, okay, for Thanksgiving, you want turkey, you have dressing, you have ham, whatever type of pie. You know, Jen, I'm sure you guys had casseroles, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to do no casserole. But anyway, Skip.
Back.
Okay, this game right here is tailor-made, his textbook for Zeke Elliott to get 25, 30 carries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you going to do, Skip? Or do you want to prove that this is Dak's offense, that Dak is going to throw us to where we want to go, or you're going to win the game?
I want to see explosion because I love both of them. And when they are both cooking on Thanksgiving on this stage, big things happen, big points happen, and you see big points. This is, again, the team that's allowed the third fewest points in football, and you've got them
31-17.
You got Dallas scoring 31.
Yeah, at home.
So you're saying I don't think Zeke alone can score 31.
No, but he can control the clock, but he can also give you play action, which will help Amari, which will help Gallup, and hopefully Jason Witten can hold on to the ball today. It is 72 degrees.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be dry inside Jerry World.
It's not going to leak.
Nope, I don't think it'll leak, and I don't think my team will keep leaking any more oil.
All right.
For once, I believe you have nailed it. Huh. I am with you in spirit, and I hope that the Hall of Famer is dead on accurate, because last night I decided on a score, and my score is almost exactly your score. I'm just a point off. I'm 30-17, Dallas. You are 31-17.
Right. Wow, guys.
So I am with you.
I think
you have seen the light. I think you've come over to the bright side instead of staying over there on the bad side.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to come in tomorrow. You told me the Hall of Famer told me they're going to win by two touchdowns. Mm. And if they don't win by two touchdowns, it's going to be my fault because that's what I was hoping happened. I put bad luck on them. Mm. Then you're going to come in here and blame me.
Okay. All I know is, if my team loses on this stage, on this day,
I don't want them to lose.
If they lose, I'm out. They are done. I will come in tomorrow and say, it's over.
Uh-uh.
Because they will be not mathematically eliminated, they will be psychologically eliminated. Ooh. If they lose today, they will go to Chicago next Thursday and lose. Then they will lose at home to the Rams, and they will go to Philly and lose to the Eagles.
That's the deal.
Yep.
But Skip,
that's what will happen. And if they win, you better look out because I see Super Bowl run. They are in perfect position to explode and take off.
I want them to win because winning increases expectations. Winning gets hopes up. See, if you lose, you see what you're going to do? Happen if they lose, Jenny? He's going to come in here tomorrow and say his season is officially over. I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
I want them to win because I want the delusional Cowboy fans to all of a sudden being reinvigorated so they can get let down. Mm. See, there's nothing like getting your hopes up.
So I want everybody to know that Shannon Sharp said a team that is fraudulent is going to beat Buffalo today 31-17, said the Hall of Fame.
Well, I believe Buffalo is direct, a record is directly, they're more fraud. They just happen to be more fraudulent than the Cowboys. That's
really
the only difference. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
More fraudulent than the Cowboys at 8-3.
Yeah.
It's hard to win 8 games out of 11 in this league. I don't care who you are, who you're playing.
Okay, the Cowboys are a $3 bill and the Buffalo is a $24 bill.
Mm.
That's the only difference.
Mm. All eyes.
I'd actually
be on
take the
Cowboys.
$24 bill.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. You know, this started back in 1966, this tradition, because they wanted national spotlight and attention. Mm-hmm. Well, they got it. So everyone will be watching today.
Nobody.
Yeah.
No, nobody wanted to play on Thanksgiving.
They started it because
they
could get the
and
attention.
And so once everybody said, wait a second, everybody loves this.
Everyone loves it.
Then the great Texas E. Schramm, may you rest in peace, he said, no, we're grandfathered in.
Yep.
We've been doing this when nobody else would do it.
Yep.
So we're still doing it. And Detroit is still doing it.
And a couple of years ago, Skip, they said, well, everybody should get an opportunity to play on Thanksgiving.
Uh-uh.
And they said, no. In the 40s, in the 50s,
that
in the 60s,
correct.
When nobody wanted to play.
This game today is in large part why the Dallas Cowboys are known as America's team.
That's two things you can count on growing up.
The Cowboys and Detroit was going to be playing on Christmas.
They'll be playing
on Christmas, Thanksgiving Day. Yeah.
So
that's
many
what
memories.
You can count on.
No mercy.
Due to a shoulder injury, Kyrie Irving did not travel with the Nets when they faced his former team, the Celtics, in Boston last night. Celtics fans let out several anti-Kyrie chants all night. And after the game, Kyrie posted a 325-word message to Instagram. In the post, he called out fans and the media, calling the coverage of the game, quote, one big gimmick, and saying that life means more than a damn ball going into a hoop. I got thrown off, guys. I don't swear on TV a lot, and I didn't read it right.
Plus, this thing is hard to read.
The quote was, life means more than a damn ball going into a hoop. And yes, it was hard to read on Instagram, but the one and only Michael Rappaport joining us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What is your reaction to the post?
Well, first of all, good to be here. Happy Thanksgiving, Shay Shay, Drip. I've been talking about this for years, the skinny genification of the NBA. Mm. Kyrie has brought this on himself. Obviously, life does mean more than any ball game. But This is a business. It's the business of sport. It's theater. He's one of the stars in a Shakespearean play. Mm-hmm. There's good guys. There's bad guys. Tom Brady is sometimes a good guy for some people. Sometimes he's a bad guy. LeBron, so forth and so on. Kyrie's one of these people. When it's going good, it's all fantastic. Mm-hmm. When it's not going well, you can't complain about it. It is an honor. It is a privilege to be an elite athlete. It's an honor and privilege to have the opportunity to talk about elite athletes. You get it on social media. You get it on social media. I get it on social media. When you put yourself out there, especially in 2019, you're going to get good, bad, and everything in between.
Yep.
Kyrie told these people in Boston, we know how the Boston fans are. Love them, hate them, respect them. They're too much. They're too little. They don't play. You told them you wanted to come back. Mm-hmm. You were signing with them. You brought this on yourself. I don't know what happened in Cleveland. You wanted to be the man. You went to Boston. Not the right place to be the man because they had other young guns that were coming. And when those young guns stepped up to the plate, mm-hmm. you didn't seem happy for them. Mm-hmm. He didn't seem happy
That's
for them.
True.
I don't know if this guy is coachable, whether it's Kenny Atkins, Brad Stevens, Ty Lue. And I'm going to get to your guy, LeBron. But a guy like LeBron, who's so focused, he's able to block out all the noise, and he's able to mask the Anthony Davises and feed him. He's able to mask the Kyrie Irving's, his sensitivity. It really shows what a true leader is. You know, he wasn't happy with Brad Stevens. He wasn't happy. You know, I don't think he's going to be good with Kenny Atkins. Spencer Dinwiddie, who's a very not a well-known NBA player. He was just NBA Player of the Week in the Eastern Conference. I love this guy. He's on the verge of being an all-star. It's never going to happen again with Kyrie Irving there. Hmm. Spencer will not make an all-star team. He showed last year that he was coming up close to being an all-star. Nice. It won't happen with Kyrie. So he should enjoy being the player of the week. It's not going to happen again. Mm-hmm. He doesn't make anyone better. We don't need to sit here and talk about the magic and the gorgeousness of all his skills. He's a beautiful basketball player. But when you start talking about it's ignorant it's a game, the drama is part of what we love, whether it's do you believe in miracles or down goes Frazier.
Yep.
This, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, when you have Steph on the corner and you win the game, it's all good. And then when it's not going good, you can't complain about it. What did you expect them to do? You told them you were coming back. Mm. You were the dysfunction in that team, whether it was Brad Stevens and my man coming back, Gordon with the good hair. He wasn't happy for it. And it's not going to change in Brooklyn. And if you think it's bad in Boston and bad in Cleveland,
that's true.
Wait till the New York fans get at you. Because if you start doing this craziness and these Brooklyn fans, they're hungry. Brooklyn people are a different breed. When they turn on you, and if they turn on, it's going to be the worst thing you've ever experienced.
Okay, so before you go, Michael Rapaport, you have many gifts that you display
in
many ways.
I appreciate that.
But at heart, you are an actor. You're a stand-up comic, too, but you're an actor.
Yes.
You were in Mighty Aphrodite,
that's right.
Woody Allen movie, and it won the Academy Award for Mira Sorvino.
Atypical right now, season 3.
And Atypical is extraordinary. Three seasons of Atypical. That is atypical, wouldn't you say?
Right? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, what is acting? It's all about entertaining people, taking them away from their real life problems,
right?
It's escape, right?
They don't want to hear about your problems.
They don't want to hear.
Nope.
So again, you're doing what these gifted athletes are doing in another venue.
And so are you guys, to just kind of give
you
a perspective.
Right.
Like, this is entertainment. People forget that.
In the end, it's entertainment. So go ahead.
Of course, real life matters. More than basketball or football or any sporting event.
We all know that.
We understand that. But the problem is that when Kyrie talks, he comes off as combative and condescending.
Yeah.
Kyrie thinks because he spent one semester at Duke, he's a great philosopher of our times. Kyrie, you're not. Okay, maybe he's dealing with mental health issues. But Brandon Brooks of the Philadelphia Eagles went through a bout. And he came across and explained it. Mm-hmm. And people have had empathy, and they had compassion. But he's like, y'all ignorant, because all y'all do is sit out there and watch me put a ball in the hoop, and because I don't do that, y'all mad. Mm. Bruh, people don't know your plight. People don't know your situation. They're looking at you as an entertainer. They're expecting you to come out there on the court and entertain them. And when you're not there, they're going to boo you because you were there. You wanted out. You said you wanted to be there. You didn't want to be in Cleveland anymore. Too much drama. Lo and behold, he was the drama.
Yep.
Everybody thought it was LeBron, Skip, and come to find out. Now, he goes to Boston. drama follows. Mm-hmm. Now he's in New York, in Brooklyn. Remember, in China, they said he just shut down, and everybody's like, well, what's going on with Kyrie? Skip, if you think about this, how many teammates, be it Cleveland or Boston, have ever come to Kyrie's defense and said he's misunderstood?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
Kevin Durant. Not a teammate, yeah, but his best friend.
I get the. But Skip, you want to have empathy and you want to have compassion for someone that might be dealing with something.
You do.
But bro, don't come off as combative. Yeah. Don't come off as condescending, like you are Michael Eric Dyson or one of these great thinkers or orators of our time. Bro, you're not.
I got it.
And that's how he comes across. I mean, why would you put ignorant when anything that you're trying to explain a situation?
Yep.
Because they don't know what you're going through, Skip. And guess what? Kyrie, well, if that's the case, you might need to find another profession that doesn't bring on this. Because right now, maybe basketball, because pro sports is stressful. It's a bottom line business, Skip. Mm-hmm. It's about wins and losses.
Yep.
And maybe the stress that comes along with you being the leader without KD being there,
yep,
is more than you can handle. Mm. You might need to, because there are a lot of people that punch a clock, go 9 to 5, mm-hmm, that don't have, they can't sit out and say, well, I'm dealing with something.
And those,
they
are the people that, and those are the people that were booing. Like, the fans are the fans. Like, the fans are not, you know, it's like we could compare, you're getting this much money. The fans are the fans. We come to see a show. And whether you're rooting for the guy or not rooting for the guy, it's like Game of Thrones. There's good guys, there's bad guys. And you know, he made himself the bad guy. You were going to get booed. You didn't show up. You also didn't, the guy, for some strange reason, wasn't there on the bench when that team was a game away from making it to the finals and then said that wasn't good enough. Well, look what you did.
Okay.
So as great as he is, he brings this on himself. And then you think you're saying a lot, but you're really not saying what's going on. If there's something going on, say it.
Say it. It's a lot of talk,
right,
without really addressing it.
Where did he get this font with the
it's really hard
two
to read.
Colors? It's like, what? It's
talking around.
Like,
he's talking around.
Put
he's
this
talking
together.
Around.
This was
and want people to understand what he's actually talking about.
So to frame where you were going with this, just to remind people, 2 years ago, without Kyrie Irving, that young Boston team went all the way to the fourth quarter of Game 7 of the conference finals against LeBron's Cavaliers, mm-hmm, and led the game going toward the NBA finals, led with 6 minutes left in the game. They did not win, but that was quite an achievement with no Kyrie in the lineup and no Kyrie, to your point, on the bench. Kyrie comes back for last season in Boston, and it was one of the most disastrous, disappointing seasons given the firepower that they had with all the kids about to become stars, right? It was a big disappointment for Celtic Nation. Then what are we seeing this year? They now have the second best record in the East,
yeah,
had a nice win last night, and Kemba Walker,
yeah,
made a big statement last,
ooh,
night. I am not the poor man's Kyrie Irving. No. I'm me, I'm Kemba,
he
39. That was a big statement.
And they needed all 39.
They needed all 39. So listen, I do appreciate Kyrie is a deep thinker. I know he's not Michael Eric Dyson, but he does have deeper thoughts, which is fine. I respect that. So his first line says that sports as entertainment is ignorant and obtrusive.
It's totally entertainment.
Okay. So if life, as we all agree, does mean more, and it does mean more to Kyrie, and if he has other issues that are much more important to him than this silly game of shooting a ball through a hoop, God bless you, man. Go on. Leave it. Leave it behind.
Thank you.
It's a free country,
yes,
man. You can walk away.
Yes.
Guaranteed
money.
And leave that $34.1 million on the table.
Right.
Because you're not earning it. You don't deserve it. You can't rain on the parade that is paying you $34 million. You can't make fun of this. You can't dismiss it. And then you say that really people should love basketball as an art form. If you do, if that's what you prefer, go to Rucker. Just go play for the love of the game, right?
Yeah, the art form is you.
Yeah.
The entertainer and how you, yeah, handle the ball. Steph Curry shooting the ball,
okay,
is the art, not the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The game of basketball is the canvas in which, yeah, the art is painted on.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie, come on, bro.
Man.
And it's, you know, sport, like I said it once, but sports is the one of the only safe havens. And I'm not into fans fighting and other fans, but it's one of the only safe havens as a fan, as a paying customer, as a person at home, where you could love and hate. And it should be fun, love and hate. Whether you love LeBron, can't stand LeBron. Whether you love Tom Brady, can't stand. This is part of the fun of it. This is why we eat our popcorn. This is why we drink our sodas.
And trust me on this. There's a game that's going to be played this afternoon. I'm going to take it really seriously. Yeah. Maybe way too seriously, but it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
You're Knicks and why your
gotta,
Giants.
Why do we got to do that?
I mean, I'm just saying they mean a lot to me.
I mean, we're having a good time. It's Thanksgiving. Know, and that was a punch in the face.
Let me ask you a question. When KD was getting ready to leave, it was reported that Steph Curry was going to fly back. We don't know what he was talking about. Okay. How many of Kyrie's ex-Boston Celtics teammates would have gone to Kyrie and talked, bro, we want you back. Come back. You think Jason Tatum, you think Brown, you think any of those guys would have gone to Kyrie and said, we want you back? They couldn't wait for him to leave.
Because he distanced them.
As a matter of fact, they said, we got you a ticket. Yeah. We got you a private jet up out of here.
But he talked all year like it's me and them.
You know,
like I'm the star, and they're trying to be.
He's condescending.
Right? Yeah, I don't know.
And just as a basketball player, gorgeous, beautiful basketball player.
Yes.
But just as a basketball player, a point guard that controls the ball that much and doesn't make the people around them better, historically, it doesn't win. He's proven to himself and to the world he could score whenever he wants. He can cross over. He could double cross over.
Oh, he danced with it.
But you're not, Spencer Dinwiddie, never going to happen again. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and those guys.
Look at them guys playing now without him.
Okay.
And that's what they got upset about, Skip, because you said it.
Quick left turn back to the unreal world of sports as entertainment. The Los Angeles Lakers played last night at New Orleans. Your thoughts on how it all sort of shook out to you? What did it look like to you? What did it feel like?
Well, they're playing very well. They're playing very well. LeBron, yo, man. Yo.
I listen.
I'm not apologizing. The guy looks great. He's masking the flaws in AD. He's built up AD. They're doing well. Again, it's Thanksgiving. Normally, historically, we don't really get into basketball until Christmas.
We don't.
So this is the pre-regular season, preseason. They're whatever they are. They're doing well.
But you didn't say that. Who's winning? They're not winning. He's a great player. You said Christmas. But I don't remember you saying that when they lost to the Clippers on opening night. You didn't mention anything about Christmas. You didn't mention anything, but we don't normally talk about basketball.
That was just a little check.
Oh, I just want to make sure.
That was a chin check.
So was that basketball then?
No.
So why are we talking about it now? Why are we talking about opening day? It was Christmas.
It was fine, Shannon.
But guess what happened Christmas?
I'm talking soft. See, I'm talking. I'm almost. Shannon, they're not winning a championship.
Don't worry about it.
They're not winning a championship. So we can have a great time now because they have a great team. My guy Kuzma, AD, and LeBron, I got to say, yo, let me just say this. He's a freak. He's unbelievable. The fact that he's doing this 17 seasons, it's going to be great. And you know what's going to be even greater? When we get to April and we see this man crying, groveling, excuses. The rings and things, they're not winning a championship.
When you see me at the parade, I don't want you to say, I can't believe they've done it. I don't want to hear about how great he is. I don't want to hear none of that.
Oh, no, they're not going to win a championship. It's a long season. They're not winning a championship. They're not even making it to the finals. And who have they played? They've had a nice schedule. Things are going to get real when Giannis is starting to come. Who else?
We'll see Giannis.
I can't wait.
But see, I keep telling you, we don't play anybody. They play us. We're the headliners. Who is Eddie Murphy opening? Okay, a comedy gig right now. Who is Eddie Murphy opening for?
No.
Who Jerry Seinfeld opening for?
No.
We're Jerry Seinfeld. We're Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Everybody else open up for
Eddie and Jerry have Eddie and Jerry have rough nights too, and those rough nights
That's
are coming.
Us. Those rough. That's you're us. Like, LeBron James.
You're bragging about being the New Orleans team.
LeBron James is Eddie Murphy in Seinfeld. Mm. He the creme de la creme. Mm. He the zenith. He the apex, the denouement. Tell him, Skip.
Get French, Shay Shay.
All I want to say about this is there was no Zion last night. There was no Zoe last night. There was really no B.I. last night because he shot 4 for 21.
That was LeBron
do. And it still took every last drop for you guys to survive.
Every last drop.
And all we was doing was just feeding AD, just standing around. We didn't have the ball jumping. We didn't have the ball jumping. But once the fourth quarter, that ball started jumping, what happened? We put a 35 spot on him and walked him down from 10. Mm. When the ball started jumping...
There was how many turnovers by your guy in the fourth quarter?
Oh, four.
Four.
There were four.
And he'll probably be able to recount them all word for word, play for play.
15 points, five assists, down five. 28 to 35 points. We just had our hands matched in the dish.
Shannon, Shay Shay, if they do not win a championship, is this season a disappointment?
Every season, LeBron doesn't win a championship.
Okay, well, this one is a disappointment.
All
and
right.
I bet the Mountain Dew, the honey glazed ham that I'm glazing at the crib right now.
You ain't glazed
cranberry sauce, whatever. Oh, yeah.
You ain't glazed Jack.
I'm kind of jealous.
No mercy.
In today's Thanksgiving Classic, the Cowboys are expected to win by almost a touchdown against the Bills. Dallas is 6.5 on the year, despite being fourth in the NFL in points. So, Michael, are the Cowboys pretenders or contenders?
Well, I don't think they're pretenders, but contenders for what? They're not going to be a threat come playoff time. They're probably going to win the division. I didn't know the game was called the Thanksgiving Day Classic.
Classic, yes.
I'd never heard of that. but I will say this. The Dallas Cowboys, and this has nothing to do with my hate for them historically, they are going to lose the game today. I'm predicting the game to be 23.
When they're still going to win the division?
23 to the division is in shambles. 23-20. The crazy thing is that, you know, we talk about this off-the-court stuff with the basketball. This week we've spoken about Lamar Jackson and Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is a toxic owner. He puts himself right there in the spotlight. It doesn't help the organization. It doesn't help Jason Garrett. I don't understand why your team, they don't feed this running back. I know you're concerned about he's good, he's not good, he isn't the same player. He was down in Cabo. It's Thanksgiving. The young man, he loves to eat. If you're not going to feed a guy on Thanksgiving, but you're...
He needs to feed himself.
He needs to feed himself, but he needs the rock. Amari Cooper, we forget that he had a case of the yips when he was with the Oakland Raiders. I had him on my fantasy football team. I watched him very closely. He's a hot and cold guy. He's going to get locked down by... Who's the...
Tre'Davious White.
A very unknown lockdown corner. And unfortunately, on Thanksgiving, Skip, and you talked about the emotion that you're going to have for the game today. You're going to have a lot of emotion. Poor Ernestine. Hashtag poor Ernestine.
23 to 20. She will like that.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough day for you. And it's going to be, and the whole world's going to watch. And the whole world, when it's not going good for the Cowboys, the joy that we get out of it, oh, man, love it.
I think your Cowboy hate just spilled all over the table.
No, that's not true. I mean, who have you guys beat? I mean, you beat the Giants twice, the Skins.
Washington, Miami.
The Eagles and the Lions. You're 0-4 against winning teams. I'm sorry, Skip. I love you. I love siding with you. But this is going to be... I mean, you might be hearing from me later on. Maybe a FaceTime call. I don't want to see any tears.
It will not be accepted.
Decline.
Okay, now I feel better about it because Michael picked the Bills.
But you already know what you are. You are. You know what you are, Skip. I don't have to say it. You know, sometimes you know what you are. You know what you are. You pretend it. You're like a contend for what? What are you contending for?
It's called the Super Bowl.
No, first of all,
Skip,
that's not happening.
This is what we know about your 6-5 record. When you play good teams, you come up short. That's what you do. That's what you've always done. And your 6-5 record in the last quarter century. That's what you've done. Because it's been that long. I mean, do you know? The Patriots have won 6 Super Bowls, gone to 9 since you last won one. The Broncos have gone to, 4-1-3 since you last been to one. So stop interrupting me too, Skip.
Wait a second. We just won the NFC East in 2014, 16, 18. That's a lot of East.
They hang banners for that.
No, I think they might hang them, but they mean nothing.
Yeah, okay.
I wipe my hands on those.
Thank you. Skip, what you do, your 6-5 record is littered with Washington, Giants.
Twice.
Miami. Is that good? But I want to see, I'm looking for the Saints. Is the Saints on that dub side? What about the Vikes?
Nope.
The Jets?
Nope.
Patriots?
The Jets beat you.
Skip, all you've done, and you don't execute in crucial moments. That is the difference. That's what the Patriots do better than anybody else in the history of the game. In crucial moments, offense, defense, or special teams, they don't punt the ball in the end zone on special team, they down it. If they need the fair catch to save time for Tom Brady, they do that. And when they get on offense, Tom Brady is methodical. And on defense, if I got outside shoulder, I'm staying outside. If I got inside leverage, I'm staying inside. You guys don't do that. You know what you guys do? Fall behind and then throw for a bunch of yards. Look at my quarterback. What's your quarterback? He came to my restaurant and got them hot ales. I don't even serve water because I want it dry. I want him to suffer.
Get him drip.
Hard.
Get him
I want
drip.
Hard on him swallow that ale.
No water.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from a man who opened the show by picking my Cowboys huge today. because he's scared to death of my Dallas Cowboys. He knows they are waiting to explode. They are a monster in waiting. Today will define my Dallas Cowboys. They're going to either go south or go north. Well, this is either going to be the end of the season today on Thanksgiving Day, wow, or it's going to be the start of a Super Bowl roll. Here they go.
They're not going anywhere.
Failures to launch in five games, all close losses, all narrow. You could make a case they could have won all five of those games.
No, I can't make that case.
At least four of those games they could have won. And then they'd be
a $2,000 hour lawyer couldn't make that case.
My team is loaded. It has not played up to its potential yet, except against the Beagles. You can call them the Beagles. You can call them the Eagles, whatever. But they wiped out the Eagles. Yeah. It was a tour de force. You came in here with your hands up like, I don't know what to say, because you picked the Eagles to win this division.
I did, and they still will.
You're still sticking by that, even though it's Carson Wentz, as in, another turnover. Another turnover. He is a turnover machine.
What about you got
that? Is my quarterback a turnover machine?
Yeah,
no, he is not.
Got 10 picks.
He is not a turnover. Has he had sack fumbles this year? No. He had a whole bunch last year. Not anymore. He has cleaned up his act. My team is poised for takeoff. I think they will have a big win today. I do think you're going to see a whole lot of this because Buffalo's run defense is 23rd in the league.
Yes.
They can really defend the pass, and they are going to try to lock down Amari, but I think he will, because he owes this team, I believe he will bounce back with a huge game at home because the quarterback loves him, and he loves the quarterback, and he loves to play at home where he's caught 39 balls this year. And that's in only five games, six road games, 17 catches.
But Skip, but here's the thing. You keep talking about you're going to launch, you're going to do this. Skip, at what point in time do you say, you know what, we keep starting out, we get three in the first half. At what point are you going to hold the quarterback accountable?
The quarterback accountable?
Yeah.
Well, did he start slowly in those games?
Yes.
Okay, show
he
me.
Only had, Skip, he only had 3 points at the half. How fast is he going?
Which one do you want to talk about?
Okay, the Saints.
Okay.
Okay, the Packers.
Okay, the Saints was against a really good defense. In fact, I'm not sure any defense plays better than the Saints play at home.
If you're a really good quarterback, shouldn't you do well against really good teams?
Absolutely.
Or are you just waiting on the Miami and the other, the lower tier team to play?
Okay. Real quarterbacks do real things.
What happened against Aaron Rodgers? What happened?
He lost.
He threw a ball to Amari Cooper and hit him right there. And he muffs it into an interception that gets returned 51
yards. That was 2 minutes into the first quarter.
Okay, but it tilted the whole playing field to Green Bay. And then my defense couldn't stop anybody, especially not Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Jones.
Well, what about your quarterback? Because he was down at 1 point, 31-3.
Okay, and what about at Jets? That defense
At Jets, and I'm a New York guy, that was shocking.
Okay.
That should have been three losses.
No Amari Cooper, no Ty Smith, no Lyle Collins. All of a sudden, Greg Williams said, here I come. And he blitzed like every other down. They were coming after Dak, and Dak barely had time to get rid of the football. And they fell behind, and he gutsed it up, and here he came back again.
So another
they came within a two-point conversion pass, which was blatant pass interference of going to overtime.
First the Jets.
Okay. Have you seen the Jets lately?
So let me get
pretty
so
good.
The Cowboy. So
let's hold on. Jets or Giants right now?
So
I'm going Jets.
Mike, I don't know if you're hearing this, but I'm hearing that the Cowboys are like these filters on these phones. Mm. They need help to make them look good. Mm. So I need Ty Smith. I need this. I need that. If your guy is what he said he is, what you say, and all this, he leads the league in passing.
Well,
he's
does
this
he?
And that.
Yes, he does.
What, in 6-4. Mm. He leads the league in passing. Because guess what? When they bench Andy Dalton was second in the league in passing, and he hadn't won a game. Mm. So what is that leading in passing? What that got to do?
Mm.
Nothing. Because at the end of the day, you're going to sit
right. You know what it's done? It's put them in position to win all five of their losses. In position. He threw for 463 against Green Bay. 323 in the second half. Who can do that outside of Tom Brady or Drew Brees? Who can throw for 323?
He threw, and guess what? 323 of those yards came when they were down by 14 points or more.
Mm.
And we started this conversation by saying contenders or pretenders. Whether you like them or not, that team, your team, them boys, they are not contenders. They're not a threat. No one's afraid.
Nobody's afraid of them.
Nobody's afraid of them. I'm not.
You know, I'm not a gloat texter, so I will not text you after they win tonight. I will not.
That's
but
not
you
your
will
style.
Know that I am thinking about you.
You are a gloat.
And you will know. You might get mentioned tomorrow morning right out of the box.
First
on this
of all,
show.
You might not be a gloat texter, but that's all you do is gloat. Because every time you come in here and they win, you turn in here, you give me. But this is. I don't want to say it, Jenny. Yeah, cowboy. Woo. Tell me you not
I've
a glow.
I've seen it before.
That's all you do
like
is glow.
I've like seen that. It before. You yeah. played that off pretty well. Yeah.
That's all you do is glow.
Pretty good.
Huh.
That was
okay.
a good impression.
I think imitation again, sincere as form.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
guys.
But your day coming. Yep. Your day coming.
Cowboys. My day is today.
Oh, no, it ain't today.
It's going to be 4-5 yep. on Thanksgiving under Jason Garrett. Just
four
for
and five.
Get him out of
four
here.
4-5.
Get him out
of here. Just so you guys know.
No mercy.
Week is the 49ers versus the Ravens. Those same Ravens are a game back of the Patriots in the AFC and are chasing New England for the top seed in the conference at 10-1. Patriots control their own destiny leading up to the Super Bowl, and Ravens safety Earl Thomas feels pretty confident that it'll be Baltimore representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. Take a listen.
You think the 49ers going to the Super Bowl? It could be. Let's see. We just go out there and try to play the best football we can possibly do, and when the Super Bowl comes, whoever we play, they're going to be in trouble.
So, Michael, who wins the AFC, the Ravens or the Patriots?
You know, as much as the Patriots have been a part of my life, mm-hmm. and they broke me. They have broken me. That Atlanta win in the Super Bowl, It took a lot out of me.
Yeah.
Took a lot out of me. You know, I was walking my dog while Lady Gaga was out there performing. It was a lot. And then last year and all that stuff, and the rabbi, Julian Edelman. And as much as you know, I respect, this is going to be the beginning of the end because Lamar Jackson and those guys are not playing. They have a running back core that is not playing. And by the time, if they do meet in that championship game, it's going to be a Lamar Jackson who's even better than the guy they faced earlier, more confident, more confidence around him, and Bill Belichick historically is able to take away your number one weapon. Mm-hmm. He wasn't able to take it away, and Lamar is going to come in there with more experience. He's going to have that MVP looming around him, and I expect, and this isn't any hate, I think that the Baltimore Ravens are going to be the ones to start literally kicking the dirt finally.
Hmm.
On the New England Patriots, finally. And we've said this before. We've said this for the past 6-7 years.
That what does your gut tell you? Will that game be in New England or in Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Okay. In Baltimore. Interesting. Okay.
I like the Ravens. I just like the way that Lamar is playing. And I agree with Michael. He's going to get better. He's getting better and better. He's blossoming into a better, proficient throw of the football right before our eyes. We know what his legs are. We know what that running attack can do with Gus Edwards and Mark Ingram II. They're unbelievable running the football. They can chew up clock, and the weather will not be a factor because it gets cold in Baltimore, it snows, it rains. And when you can run the football, you can take that show on the road, and it'll sell anywhere. Their defense is plenty good enough. They got those three corners with Marlon Humphrey, Jimmy Smith, and Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters has been very good for them, Skip.
Yeah.
He's been unbelievable for them. I think he's finally found a home, someone that believes in him. And I'm a firm believer, when you get to the playoff, quarterback play is even more, becomes more heightened. Either he plays really well, or if your quarterback doesn't play well, it's hard for you in a playoff game. I don't see Lamar Jackson turning around. He's just playing with so much confidence, and he's getting more and more confidence as the week passes. And you know what? His team, they believe in him. Skip, they believe that Joker hung the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they see the moon, when they look at the middle, Lamar put that up there.
Mm-hmm.
He did that. And he's playing like he hung the moon. So, you know what's going to happen.
I do know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's one man in sports I do not bet against, especially in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and it's that guy number 12 for the New England Patriots.
I get it.
He's still there.
Mm-hmm.
He's still afloat. He's still going strong, and they just seem to get stronger and stronger down the stretch. Mm-hmm. They have a game lead over the Baltimore Ravens as we speak, mm-hmm. and they're going to keep that game lead because they're going to win at Houston on Sunday night. I believe they'll beat the Chiefs up in New England again.
Baltimore.
And then they have three, I don't know if you call them gimmies, but at Cincy and then Buffalo and Dolphins at home. I think they can win out.
15-1.
Yep, 15-1. And I do think Lamar and company, and I love Lamar Jackson. I'm in awe of what he's doing. Yeah. But they have had one kryptonite. One team has had their number in their division, and it's Baker Mayfield's team. They beat him in overtime in Cleveland last year. And then earlier this year, they went to Baltimore. I don't know how this is like the aberration game, the inexplicable game of the year is 40 to 25 Baker over Lamar at Baltimore. 40 to 25? Mm-hmm. And again, Baltimore still has to go to Cleveland in a couple of games. And I don't know. I could see them losing that game. And even if they win out, I think New England's going to win out. So this game that we're talking about is going to be in Tom Brady's house. I just don't think he's going to lose twice to the Ravens, with the second one being a revenge game in his house.
The thing I like about Lamar Jackson, he's willing to take his show on the road.
No, he is.
Because what I'm seeing from somebody else, they only can play good at home, Mike. I don't know if you noticed that. They only want to do comedy in their own home.
Are you talking about the Patriots?
No, I'm saying Lamar Jackson can take his show on the road, unlike somebody else. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about the Cowboys. I see.
So do you realize, I want to point this out to our audience, every time that he's in trouble and knows it, he has to revert back to, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going. That was last segment, man.
I said Lamar Jackson will take his show on the road. And when you can run the football, oh, did you see what they did against the Rams? Was that in Baltimore?
Okay, no. So are you picking Lamar over Tom Brady if it comes to at New England?
What part about that did you understand?
Well, is that what you just said? Yes. Okay, on a hypothetical matchup at New England, I'll take five cases right now in New England.
I don't want to put my...
Put your do where your mouth is.
I don't want to put my cart in front of the horse. I'm going to let it all play out, and when it's all said and done, because who knows? Well, both teams could be 14-2. And then guess who has to come where?
Huh. You make a living putting your cart in front of the horse. You're not going to put the cart in front of your horse today.
Always.
The cart's always in front of the horse.
Hold on. I already picked the Patriots to lose Sunday.
You picked them to lose Sunday?
Yeah, it's Houston.
This week? Really?
Yeah. I didn't know you did that.
When
The Texans of Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can I get two cases
on
that?
Can I get
a case?
No.
You don't want any cases?
Oh, and if Tyreek is healthy, I got Kansas City, too.
But there's an if.
Can I get two more cases on that?
If Tyreek...
go two on Texans and two on
Chiefs. Tyreek has to be healthy, though.
Oh, okay.
Because you know he got that bad hammy.
Yeah.
If his hammy is right, you got it.
Horse before cart on that one.
Nope.
Yeah, the horse before the cart. Yeah. I don't put the horse before
First of all, if the Giants would have taken care of their business, because you played New England, you could have took care of business. You could have put an L on them. But Danny Dimes was Danny Nichols. That game turning it over left and right.
I'm putting the cart behind the horse right here. When I talk about the Giants in New England, I only live in the past.
That's kind of how the cart's supposed to go behind the horse.
By the way, speaking of Danny Dimes, I need your team to come up big one time down the stretch. Just once. You get the Eagles twice down the stretch. You got to come up big one time.
Just once.
I don't care where it is.
It is not happening.
One.
You know y'all terrible.
Could you guarantee me one?
I can't. I don't do the guarantees. Patrick Ewing did the guarantees.
That's what you do. You make a living guarantee.
But your guy, Earl Thomas, let me tell you something. These kind of, and I love Earl, but these kind of comments, I can't wait to see who we're going to play.
It's going
to
be.
These are the kind of things that come back and they start to define a regular season, a playoffs, and if you make it to a Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think that's a smart comment to be making. As good as Lamar is, he's still a young guy, and the pressure, it's just going to get bigger and bigger every week. He had a beautiful game Monday, coming out party for the whole world. Earl, you're putting even more of a magnifying glass on this guy. Yep.
And you know who made note of that comment? Tom Brady.
You notice he showed back up on social media after going zero dark thirty for the last eight weeks.
A little break. Mm-hmm.
Who, Tom?
Yeah.
He should be on social media.
Yeah, exactly.
He loves posting on social media. I personally love corny
Stacking talk. It up. That's what he was doing.
Well, he's focused, Shannon, and that's just okay. Michael,
your day coming, though.
Thank you for being here on Thanksgiving.
I appreciate it.
Go enjoy the day with your family, and we'll have you back soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
He's not going to answer if you FaceTime. No mercy. With reports that Jason Garrett could be fired if the Cowboys can't beat the Bills today, everyone seems to have an opinion on who could replace the Cowboys head coach. One list of potential candidates Jerry could go after includes Jim Harbaugh, Lincoln Riley, our own Urban Meyer, and Cowboys current coordinators Chris Richard and Kellen Moore. So, Shannon, who would you hire to replace Jason Garrett?
Well, Jim Harbaugh would be the last person I would hire. I'll start with that. Skip, if it's me, I would go for a defensive hire because I think the offense has been very well. They're sixth in scoring. And if you like the job that Kellen Moore has done, I remember when Mike Tomlin got the job at the Steelers, he kept the defensive coordinator because they were playing so well. Dick LeBeau, that's the name. Mm-hmm. So he kept that guy in place, got him an offensive coordinator. I think in this situation, I would hire a defensive guy. I like Robert Saleh from the 49ers.
Yeah.
40 years old, very energetic. He seems to be the guy that you're looking for, a guy that can motivate, because you see the way his defense is playing. And you see how he's fired up on the sideline when they make a play. I think that's the kind of spark that you're looking for and that you hope you would see from Jason Garrett. And so, and I think the Cowboys' defense has kind of been disappointing, considering they got some players up there. They got a D-Law, DeMarcus Lawrence. They got Jalen Smith. They got the Wolf Hunter. The corner, Jones, made the Pro Bowl last year. They brought in Robert Quinn. The D-tackles have played well, but I just think they've underperformed. And so if it's me, I'm going to go for a defensive guy and possibly keep, and ask that he at least give Kellen Moore a look and possibly keep him on. That's the direction I would head in.
What I never know about a defensive coordinator who has never been a head coach, let's do Chris Richard.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you know? I don't know. Can you or can you not? Right. I don't know. I like Chris Richard. I think he would make a good head coach. Can I know that? No, I don't know that because he's never been a head coach at any level. So I'm going to go down this list and the names that catch my eye. Bill Belichick. What if? Let's just say, what if? He's just sick and tired. He's done with Tom Brady, but Mr. Kraft says, no, we're going forward, Tom Brady. Is it possible that Bill Belichick would make himself available to Jerry Jones? Well, if he did, I'd say, thank you, we'll take him.
No.
Yep.
Skip, you know Coach Belichick and the way, Skip, you know that's not even doable.
Okay, but he did it with Bill Parcells. He said, I'm going to give it all to you and you do it.
Yeah.
So would if Belichick were available, would you do it? Yeah, I'd do it. Sure.
And when Coach Parcells says, I don't want T.O., what did Jerry Jones do?
Signed T.O.
Okay, then.
Okay.
You think Coach Belichick
will
go for that?
I'm just saying that's pie in the sky, but I'm throwing it out there.
Okay.
There's been a whole lot of conversation about my man Lincoln Riley. Jenny knows him well.
Yeah.
University of Oklahoma. I watch every snap of every game, and I got to tell you, it horrifies me how bad they continue to be on defense. Mm-hmm. That's not his purview. That's not his side of the ball. He is extraordinary as a play caller and a strategist on offense, but it scares me about the defensive side.
Okay.
Which brings me to the man that you immediately dismissed. I am most intrigued by Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh. What did he do in his first 3 years as a head coach in the National Football League? He did something no one's ever done in the Super Bowl era. He took a team 3 straight years to the conference championship game, and in the middle year, they went all the way to the Super Bowl, and they should have won it. Because he changed horses at midstream and went from Alex Smith to Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick came within a controversial non-call in the Super Bowl of winning the Super Bowl.
You know Jim Harbaugh's personality?
Jim Harbaugh, I know what happens in a short window for 3 years. I would take him for the next 3 years and not look back. And I think not good things, but great things would happen.
I don't believe they can make it 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, well, how do you explain what happened over here when he went 13-3 in his first year in San Francisco, 11-4-1 near Super Bowl win in that one, and 12-4 in the third year? How do you explain that? 3 straight NFC championship games.
But he wanted more power,
okay.
And he started rubbing people the wrong way, which happens every time.
He is a winner at the pro level because I saw it not
for 1 year.
We're
winning Michigan.
Okay. Well, he won at Stanford, and he won at San Diego before that.
And he got better talent at Michigan. Beat Ohio State.
Yeah, I would love to see him do that
Saturday.
I'm sure the Michigan boosters would love to see that, too.
Yeah.
Considering they haven't seen it.
You know what? I hope they sour on him, and I hope he's available, and I hope Jerry takes a shot, if, in fact, it is the job.
I would take Robert Saleh and wouldn't even look back.
Salah's energy. I mean, can't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's what I love. Love that energy.
Familiar with Richard? I don't know. That makes sense to me. They know him.
I want somebody, we talk to him and run through a brick wall.
Yep.
Hit it. Hit it.
I think I would run through a brick wall.
I can't believe you dismissed Jim Harbaugh after he was the guy who said, I'm taking Colin Kaepernick. He's the only guy. The only guy in the league who said, I want him, and I'm going to elevate him above the first overall pick in the draft. You got to give that up to him.
Yep, did a great job.
Extraordinary.
He could
do it again.
I mean,
you don't have to recruit in pro football.
Yeah, but how many guys you're like, man, I love playing for Jim. Mm-hmm. How many times you heard that?
Well, a bunch of 49ers love playing for him.
No.
Yep.
They got tired of him.
Well, the front office got tired of him. The owner got tired of him.
He grinds you down.
Okay.
He grinds you down.
Yeah, but
he starts to wear
he
on
can
you.
Grind you up. For the first 3 years. That's
but why did he do that with Michigan?
Yeah.
He's at Michigan.
Okay.
He
struggled to have a quarterback. I mean,
you know what? He has not been able to recruit a quarterback. It's as simple as that.
Oh.
But Shea is playing his best football as of late, so Saturday should be interesting.
So they're only going to lose by 21.
Last year.
They're only going to lose by 21.
Yeah.
instead of the 35.
You better watch Shannon.
That's only the 35 that was going to lose if they played at the big house.
Hmm.
I mean, the horseshoe.
Yep.
The big house is Michigan.
It'll
Will you give house. Me 21?
No. Mm. Give you nothing.
No? Not going to do it? Okay. I'm surprised. No one mentioned Urban. Wow.
Homeboy
okay.
Fields. I'm going to be with Justin him Fields as well. From the
I'm
mm-hmm. I would be intrigued by Urban. Yeah, I would take that shot.
I'll see if I can find out for you guys. We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see him.
Salah.
Salah. You can't deny the energy level. Let's just see if they can get the win. Okay.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.